There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sometimes cynical and negative world, 98PXY dares to feel good.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
PXY mornings on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
It's the Vibe Check on this Friday morning. It's Moose, it's Breezy, and we're just...
checking in
on those good vibes. 585-252-9800. Are the vibes up? Tell us why. Look at all our friends chiming in here this morning. We love to see it. Thank you guys for being a part of the show.
Yes, thank you so much. Happy Friday from Nico and Steve. We made it, y'all. Vibes are... all the way up today.
Yeah, all the way up.
Gonna go see some friends this weekend and catch up, get some cleaning done. Love you guys to the moon and back. Hope you have a wonderful weekend.
We love you guys too. Thank you so much for tuning in every morning.
Appreciate we love that. You to the stars and the planets. Oh my gosh. So much fun when they came in. Still talking about it, even though it was literally a month ago.
Was that three, four weeks ago? Something like that.
Yes. All right. Who else is here? Jenna's here. She says, good morning. Feeling good this morning because it's Friday. Vibes are high. And I had a pretty good week. I love that for you, Jenna.
We do love that for you.
And then Brittany is also here. She says, good morning. Feeling high on life today because I had a third date last night with someone that I feel is going very well.
I guess you're over that Bills loss.
See ya.
Three dates is nothing to wave a stick at.
No.
That's serious.
No, not at all.
Have you guys talked about moving in together?
Let's make love tonight.
Happy morning. Looking forward to this weekend. Going to see Heather Shaw comedy show. Highly recommend going to see her.
Where's she at?
Yeah, where's she at?
Syracuse, Buffalo, The Rock, Albany.
Heather Shaw. What about you, Vibes?
Pretty good, Breeze. It's payday. Oh, I hope there's still some money left after taxes.
No, literally.
Vibes are pretty good, though. I finally had a chill night last night. I haven't been able to do that. I've started watching the new O.J. Simpson documentary on Netflix. Just came out on Wednesday. It's 4 episodes. They're like an hour, 20 minutes each. I watched 2 episodes, and then it was bedtime. But I was like, man, you can, yes, I know. There's so many of these documentaries. I get it. But this one is like the end-all, be-all documentary, and then they're done with it. Because right. There's so much that has come to light in this doc of things that just never took place with that trial back in the 90s.
Right.
And it's just, you know me, I'm a true crime guy. I'm very fascinated by all this, but I don't want to point fingers, you know, because he was found innocent, but I think he might have done it.
Yikes. Not the breaking news. Yeah, the PXY mornings.
Vibes are
you
up.
You hear that, guys? OJ did it.
Breezy, what about you?
I'm excited because tonight I'm going to Max Pizza Shack out in Macedon.
Oh, yeah.
To see my boy Peter Ryan play. So I'm excited about that. And then...
What does Peter Ryan do?
He sings.
Singer? Nice.
Yeah, he sings. Fun times, good vibes, going with my friends.
You know he's good if he has two first names.
I know. He's crushing it. And yeah, just like chill weekend, honestly. Chill vibes. All right. So
it's going to be one of those weekends where we finally have a chance to hit the reset button because our heart rate isn't through the roof because there's no Buffalo Bills playing this weekend. There's no football in general.
Yeah.
So enjoy that before the Super Bowl. Coming up for the big story of the day, we got to talk DOT. 25,000 drivers got those tickets in a work zone, and a lot of them were fighting it this week. I'll tell you what they had to say, but what the judge had to say, too. And, I mean, the question is, did they throw these out?
Yeah.
I got mine in the mail last week. Final notice. Pay it now, or you will have hell to pay. I was like, fine.
They're so annoying. Like, this is so... I don't want to take this laying down. Like, this is so... Whatever.
That's why you're not going to pay it, okay? We're going to do it. This is going to be content. We're just going to watch you go to jail. That's coming up next on PXY.
Wait a minute. Something's missing. Oh, right. It's you. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800. 98.5,
the number one hit music station.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, happy Friday. The first of 25,000 drivers who received a New York State Department of Transportation DOT speeding ticket had their day in court. And the state's work zone photo radar caught 25,000 drivers, two in this studio included, in 24 days on I-490 downtown, averaging more than 1,000 a day. Statewide, the average was 182 a day.
So go into that.
So the main argument from drivers is that there was no posted 40-mile-per-hour speed limit.
Because there wasn't.
At the work zone.
Because there wasn't.
Right. So for many drivers entering 490 East downtown, the first posted speed limit sign says 55 miles per hour.
Yep.
This gentleman, Kevin Gee, says, I had a clean record for 30 years. He got 6 speeding tickets this past fall. His case was postponed because the court didn't have the paperwork for all 6 tickets.
Because we're making it up as we go along. Continue.
One gentleman was clocked at 55 miles per hour. The court didn't buy his argument that there was no 40 mile per hour sign, nor did it accept the same argument from another individual who got 3 tickets, although they dismissed one of the 3. How gracious. Now, when you see a work zone, you slow down, said the judge, regardless of the sign. Ken Andrews received 4 tickets, was clocked at 53, going in a 60. By the time his case was called, the court started to believe there was no 40-mile-per-hour sign.
100%.
There's discrepancies all the way through with the photos and the video. Judge Jackson said they're not even close. That, along with late notices, got all 4 of Andrews' tickets just completely thrown out. So there will be court. Here's the thing that you guys need to know, because I know a lot of you listening also got tickets. There's going to be court cases like this every Wednesday, because there are more than 300 cases in the city from those tickets downtown. If you are attending, pay attention to 2 things. Make sure you have a clear explanation that you did not see the 40-mile-per-hour speed sign, or that there just wasn't one, and check to see how long it took for you to get that ticket. If it is beyond 14 days from the time the ticket was issued, the court has a record of dismissing those because they did not arrive in a timely fashion. So you can easily fight that.
Right.
Here I am paying $100 last week.
So what can I just go to court?
Yeah,
like, that seems like such a pain in the ass, but I can just go next Wednesday.
You got to figure out whether you want to fight it or just pay it.
I want to fight it because I don't want to pay for something that wasn't clearly posted. This gets me so hot.
None of these people did either.
I honestly, like, it makes me so angry because I'm all for keeping the road workers safe and having their safety top of mind 100%. But they're using the safety of road workers as a ploy to make money, because if they actually wanted to keep these road workers safe, they would have posted 13 signs that said, because sometimes, especially on 490, especially the area you're talking about, how you're coming in and it all happens so fast, you should have those signs been posted on the ramp. Work zone ahead, work zone coming up, speed limit reduced, no signage whatsoever. So don't sit here and tell me it's all for the safety of the workers, because it's not. It's not.
So how do you personally feel, though, about all these drivers getting tickets?
It makes me so angry. Oh,
listen, I'll tell you one thing. In the fall, this past October, in November, New York State made a buttload of money, thanks to DOT. There's that.
But
if you want to fight it, you could definitely have your day in court to do that. Coming up on the show, what is a crash out?
What is a crash out? And we're not talking about a car crash. We're not talking about a come down. This is something that I've been seeing all over the interwebs. And I'm like, is this a new term? What is happening? Do I crash out daily? What is going on?
If I had to guess.
If you're experiencing this, there's a term for it. I'll tell you what it is coming up next.
What is crashing out? PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy. Happy Friday, you guys. Thanks for tuning in this morning. Another Gen Z term, I'm assuming?
Yeah, obviously. I mean, TikTok's back full-fledged, so they gotta keep it rolling with the terms. And honestly, just keeping us educated. I've been seeing this term all over TikTok. Come along with me as I crash out. I'm crashing out. And I mean, when we were growing up, or even still to this day, and this is what, like, I'm getting away from my Gen Z side. I thought crashing out was like, I'm tired, I'm going to bed.
Yeah, I've had 3 coffees and it's time to crash.
Yeah, that's not what it is at all. And I honestly...
I'm sick and tired of Gen Zers taking words we've already been using for years and switching them up.
Yep.
That's not what that means. What does it mean now?
So it basically means...
Do you want me to play this audio? What is this?
Something? Yeah.
Is this it?
Mm-hmm.
All right. This is a teacher...
trying to learn the Gen Z slang.
Okay.
What's crashing out?
It's when you get really mad at something and you like throw a tantrum about it. Usually like when you're like gaming or you're like in class.
If a student was playing silly phone games and lost and like slammed their phone down, we'd say, bro's crashing out.
Yeah. And then there's like, there's different terms, like it's like a reasonable crash out or like an unreasonable crash out. A reasonable crash out would be like something that makes sense and like everyone can relate to crashing out. Versus like unreasonable, it's like they shouldn't have crashed out for that. That's just stupid.
So there's levels of crashing out legitimacy.
Yeah.
I learned something today.
Yeah.
So I feel like I crash out every day on this show. I feel like I crash out every single day on this show. Would you disagree with me?
I don't think so. No, I don't. I wouldn't say that.
What? Why not? I get unreasonably mad about everything. Why? What that classifies as a crash out?
So there's really three. How many meanings to this, actually? He said there's different levels of crashing out.
Yeah, he just said when you get irrationally angry about something and you don't think of the consequences of your actions of getting angry about said thing, or getting angry about something, thinking it through, and have people backing you be like, no, that's a total reasonable reason to crash out.
Yeah, it's usually 50-50. And sometimes there are people that are going to back you when you crash out, Breezy. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they don't.
Absolutely.
At 6:30 this morning, you crashed out.
I literally crashed out 15 minutes ago about the speeding tickets. And
that we're all getting.
So I think that's a reasonable crash out, if I'm being honest. But I crash out over random things that people say all the time. So I just feel seen and I feel heard with this phrase. I know there's a lot of people who aren't up to date with the Gen Z slang, which, I mean, I'm not really either. I just hear it and I'm like, huh? Urban Dictionary, here I come. So that's why I figured, why not share the wealth and share the love? Because if you're a parent and you're listening to this and your kids keep saying, I'm crashing out. And you're like, huh? You're welcome. No, you're welcome. Or if you're a teacher, your students are like, you're literally crashing out.
Now that you're 30 and going to be 31 in May,
mm-hmm.
do you still identify as a millennial or more towards Gen Z?
You know, I mean, the thing about it is that I am a millennial.
But you don't want to
I'm a Gen Z in a millennial's body. You know, I want so hard. I'm clinging. It just boils down to me clinging to my youth and clinging to my relatability. But at the end of the day, you can't change. You know, numbers don't lie. I am a millennial, unfortunately.
That's what it is. And this is why you were spiraling when you're coming up on your 30th birthday, because you're dreading getting older and losing touch from that Gen Z fan base.
Because millennials used to be cool, fresh, hip, and young.
I think we still
are.
And
now Gen Z will look at you and be like, ew, you were born in the 90s? Oh my God.
I know, it's
you're
really
a millennial?
It's odd to hear my niece and nephew ask me my age. And when I tell them, they just throw, it's shameful. They make me feel horrible.
They're like, I'm crashing out.
They're like, you're that old? Shut up.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm so glad that there's a term for my debauchery, because it's just, it makes me feel good. It makes me feel seen. So petition.
We should do another stupid word every week on the show.
Yeah.
And right at this time.
Yeah. Petition to change the show name to Crashing Out with Moose and Breezy.
No, we're not changing that whatsoever.
Yeah, we're definitely going to change it.
98 PXY traffic.
No real issues this morning for you if you're just heading out the door and hitting up 590 North or South between Brown Cropped and Monroe Ave, or 390 South from Maiden Lane to the airport. An accident, though, off the expressways in Irondequoit on Portland Ave to 104 West. I'm Marty Casper with the latest from the Barnes Firm Traffic Center. Injured? Call 1-800-8-MILLION. That's 1-800-800-0000.
Hey, it's Devins, and I've got all the strange news stories that you won't get scrolling your Instagram feed. Starting at 3 every afternoon, right here on 98PXY.
Meet me at Rochester, New York. Each passing hour, they dance around the clock to the bright tunes of different countries around the world.
Guess what day it is?
Counties up the Genesee Valley, with Rochester as the focal point.
I want all of you to get up out of your chairs and go to the window and stick your head out and yell,
"Thank God it's Friday!"
Rochester was one of the first boom towns in America.
It's Friday in the Flower City.
Flowers, flowers.
You know what time it is.
Are you ready?
The heart of the city has a booming beat, stronger than ever before.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Your weekend. Now.
Yeah.
Pump it up.
37 for the high today. Friday, Friday, Friday. What's up, guys? Thanks for tuning in. My name is Moose. That's the lovely Breezy.
Good morning.
Valentine's Day is 2 weeks away. Men, do not kid yourself in doing this one thing. It might be harder than you think it is. Let's get after it for just 1 second. As we know, breakups are never easy. But it turns out they're actually a lot harder on men than they are on women.
Not shocking at all.
Well, well, they started looking into this. And, you know, breakups are harder on men than they are on women. And it's because guys tend to rely on their partner for most of the emotional support they get. While women also get it from their friends. You know, all those late afternoon brunches you ladies do, you're really great at just saying how you feel and getting things off your chest.
Correct.
Men will go home and just hold it in. Chad, what's wrong, bro? Nothing, I'm fine. Hand me a drink. Some women may not know this, but when guys go through a breakup, sometimes they want nothing more than to just talk about it. It's a true story, believe it or not. But sometimes their pride, their ego gets in the way, so they bottle it up, and then they have a stroke.
Yeah.
That's really what happens. All I'm saying is it's in 2 weeks from now. 2 weeks until Valentine's Day, guys, so don't trick yourself into thinking a breakup would be easier than buying a half-decent gift. Because studies have found that breakups tend to be harder on men. And the study found that men tend to rely on their romantic partner for more emotional support because, like I said, women get it from their friends, but I tend to agree. I could think of some of these breakups that I've been through, and they are tough.
So it's so crazy because I feel like when a couple breaks up, the man always initially acts fine, and the girl is the one who's devastated at first.
Yeah.
It takes her a couple weeks. Then she chops all of her hair off, gets a whole new wardrobe, switches jobs, moves states, and she's thriving, right? So I think
new phone number.
No, literally, new phone number, new house, new life.
Can I ask
new
something?
Body parts?
In ladies, 585-252-9800. Why do some of you go ahead and chop your hair off like that?
It's honestly, I feel like it's a shedding of dead weight. Honestly,
that's a good way to put it.
Just shed that dead weight. That chapter's closed. I don't want to see, think, or hear about it. And if I'm looking at pictures of myself from back then and right now, I look exactly the same. And there's been no like tangible change.
Yeah.
Other than the fact that this dude's off my arm.
Well, here's the thing. You personally, I know you, when you go through a breakup, you won't stop talking about it to the people around you, especially your friends and the people you're closest to.
Not at all.
So you have this opportunity to constantly vent and constantly take the time to heal. And there's a lot of men that just bottle it up. And is it their fault? Sure, I would say it's their fault. Men, they say, are way more lonely. They're more likely to report feeling lonely and sad after a breakup. And because of that, they're not usually the one who instigates it.
Well,
previous studies have found 70% of divorce is initiated by women.
Yeah.
And it makes you wonder why.
Because men won't talk about their feelings. I feel like there's like 75% of men aren't in tune with their emotions or feelings. Also, not to mention, I just talked about this the other day with my friend, and her husband was in the other room. I'm like, men are the worst gossips ever. Like, they suck at gossiping. They suck at finding out the tea. Like, a wife will send her husband in to go hang out with his buddies and find out, you know, is she pregnant? Is she fighting? Is his wife pregnant? Is, you know, what's the tea with the mother-in-law situation? And they come back, they're like, meh, it was fine, I guess. You didn't get any information whatsoever. So it kind of carries over when it comes to breakups. They're not talking about substantial things. Are you and you, I mean, I feel like you're the exception, but are you and your friends having like deep, meaningful conversations about life and love and prospering?
There's certain friends of mine. Not all of them.
Right.
But there's a handful of them that are very mature and very wise because they've gone through it, where they could share that advice because they've had those personal experiences themselves.
Right. This person says, it boils down to control. When you're in a long-term relationship, you feel you're at a stable time. When you get broken up with, oftentimes you were blindsided. You feel like you're completely out of control with your life. And one of few things that we can control is our hair, our nails, our clothes. So we're going to do that. That is actually a great point.
Well, it's the same way when it comes to the things around you as well. The same way that women will cut off their hair, fix their nails, do whatever they got to do to feel better about themselves. One way I control things is by what you would call having OCD. If things seem to be spiraling or going through a breakup, what's the first thing you think I'm going to do?
Clean your apartment?
I'm going to clean. I'm going to organize. I'm going to take stuff to Goodwill. You know, in the words of Rick Ross, if the chick was game, we would run the train and then send her home on the bus, then forget her name. But now these women be the realest ones. We would cry on her shoulder if we're feeling numb. And those are heartfelt lyrics that say so little, but yet mean so much.
I'm lost.
We need you, ladies. You are our emotional support blanket. And guys, think about your most recent breakup. Was it a crippling experience? Because it depends on if the relationship, if it was toxic or not. Because there have been a couple of times that I said, see ya, and I never looked back. And it was the most exhilarating feeling in the world. But there's also times where it's really, really hard, and it takes a long time. Because you're not really talking to anyone about it.
Yeah. Would love to put this to the test. I say you get in a relationship, date them for a year, and then break up. For the bit. Just so we can figure out
if
this really is true or not. You know? So.
And I remember there's been some really, really tough breakups where it took me a long time.
Yeah.
You know? And I don't know what it was. I would really go through it. And then I think if you go through enough of those, you just know what to expect.
It's so bad that you say that, but it is so true. Your first breakup is so hard and you're devastated.
I thought it was the end of the world.
Find love again.
Yeah.
And by your, dare I say, fifth or sixth, you're like, all right.
Yeah.
Well, that's tough. But
hey, this was fun.
Yeah.
It's so true.
Got something to say? Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
We know this is a problem when it comes to students and their learning abilities and the technology just causing a huge wedge in between that. And the New York State Teachers, United Teachers Union is really discussing in the area of Rochester to prohibit smartphone usage from K through 12 throughout all of its schools. The state has proposed more than $13 million to enforce the ban of smartphones from start to finish of a school day. And this is going to hopefully establish a distraction-free learning environment. They said they're very excited for this possibility, and the ability to share this information is a real mental health crisis on the youth that they are facing right now.
Sure.
You're in class, but you're texting on the side, or you're texting on your watch, or whatever the case may be. I don't know exactly how they're going to enforce this, but $13 million is nothing to wave a stick at. The union's conference invited representatives from local school districts to explore the effects of cell phone usage and social media usage on students while in school. Attendees also discussed successful policies that would be implemented in other schools and districts to have this all be one cohesive blanket plan and statement for teachers, students, and everyone in between. Like I said, I don't know how they would implement this, but I think it needs to be done. Can you take a student's phone away, or do you just like shut off the Wi-Fi? Like, how does that work?
I don't think shutting off the Wi-Fi matters. I mean, you can shut the Wi-Fi off on your phone, but I think it definitely is needed. These kids, in like some of them 14, 13, even as young as 8, have an iPhone and they're already addicted. Right. I think this would help give it a nice little reboot.
Correct.
You know?
I agree.
And not to mention, would it help with the cyberbullying? They could still do that out of school, but it might shut it down a bit, sure.
Correct. Correct.
I'm very interested to see what this looks like.
Me too. And I'll keep you updated. Obviously, teachers union, they're obviously in lockstep with one another, and they all see that it's an issue. So let's get run it back. Let's get it going.
Breezy has a confession to make to her girlfriend. There's been tears this morning, and I check. They are real tears. She's been very emotional, and because she's dreading this phone call, I have no idea what this is about. Does she know that you're going to call her coming up?
No. I'm losing my mind because I found myself in a very compromising situation the other day, and it could really affect me, mostly my girlfriend, our relationship as a whole.
Knowing who you are, do you feel like maybe you're being a little dramatic or not really?
You know, that's hard to say, truly, but I don't think so. I really don't.
Of course you don't.
To me, this is a big deal.
Right.
And I'm really nervous to tell her, so that's why I kind of want to do it on the air so everyone else can be a part of it.
All right, Breezy's calling her girlfriend. The big confession is coming up next on PXY. Stay there. The old Bieber on PXY Mornings. Moose, Breezy, happy Friday, you guys. Breezy's been a little emotional this morning. She has been crying, and I checked. They are real tears because she's dreading this phone call to her girlfriend live on the air right now. And according to her, she's dropping a bombshell of a confession, is what she called it. I don't know what it is, but this is obviously not easy to do. But when you have a radio show, sometimes it's things that are extremely personal to you automatically becomes public, and you guys are a big part of our lives, and given what we do for a living, we don't really have the opportunity to have a huge private life, but we knew what we were signing up for.
Yeah.
So are you ready to call your girlfriend, and why is this such a big why are you so, I don't know, all over the place today when it comes to this? Because this seems very dramatic and over the top, but you know, anyways, the stage is yours.
Well, I just like, I don't know. I feel like if you know my girlfriend, like sometimes things that are like a super big deal to me, like aren't a big deal to her and vice versa. Like
yeah.
if things are a big deal to her, they're not a big deal to me. And like, this is a huge, I feel like I royally screwed up and like at her expense. And now like, I have to tell her. I've been dreading it. I've literally been trying to push it off. And I'm just like really, I'm really freaking out right now.
Yeah, your energy is definitely rubbing off on me. Where's her number? Where did you put her?
I put it in the car.
Oh, I see it. Okay.
I don't know. Why. Do we have to do this?
This is your idea.
I know, but I'm having regrets. I'm
calling her right
good.
Now.
Like,
I'm calling her.
I just don't.
Okay.
I'm really nervous.
Oh, it's ringing.
I'm panicking.
I don't blame you.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, Breezy's girlfriend.
Hey, man.
Oh, the reason we're calling is because Breezy had something she wanted to tell you, so take it away, Breezy.
I have something I need to tell you, but I'm like, I'm panicking, so...
I'm so confused right now.
You should be.
So, why am I crying?
What are you getting all emotional for? Just come out and say it. Breezy's pregnant.
No.
Honestly,
that
was what I was thinking we're having this conversation about. A dream. Let's get after it.
Sweetie.
Is this a joke?
No, it's not a joke. It's not a joke. It's not a joke. Okay. I did something. I really screwed up, and I don't want you to be mad.
The drama.
Please don't be mad.
What did you do? You forgot the laundry? Like, I don't understand what's happening.
So, you know how we've been like super into like our fitness goals?
Yeah.
So you know how I've been like going to the gym and using your membership and running on the treadmill?
Yeah.
So, yesterday...
What's happening?
I don't know why you're so emotional.
Yesterday, I was put in a very compromising position, and I was cornered by the manager, and... They made me take a picture on your account.
I had a feeling that was going to happen sometime soon. Not just telling me the bad news on air and while I'm at work.
I'm trying to understand here. So
I have been going and working out. I work out at a gym, and I love my gym, but I don't have access to a treadmill. And I don't have access to a gym membership because I can't afford it.
She can afford it. That's simply a lie.
I agree.
$10 a month.
I don't have access to a gym membership because either I can't afford it or I don't want to pay for it. So I've been using my girlfriend's gym membership, and she didn't have a picture attached to her account.
Right.
And yesterday... The manager was like, "We don't have a picture for you." And I was like, "Oh, I'm not comfortable doing that." He goes, "Well, we have to." And I was like, "Not today. Like, we can't do that today." And he goes, "Smile, cheese." And
so they cornered you.
So they cornered me. And now my picture is on my girlfriend's gym membership. So if she were to go sign in,
it's a picture of you.
Yeah.
That's wild. Did you at least look like me yesterday? No,
I tried to, like, put my neck like yours and, like...
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Hold on a second. I tried to make my neck look like yours.
I don't know. You have a long, skinny neck. I don't. And
what?
I tried...
That's really impossible.
What happens next?
I don't know. I'm
this
panicking.
This is fraud.
I could go to jail for identity theft.
100%.
Absolutely.
Are you mad?
Yeah. Furious, yeah.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Worst things have happened at okay? Not to mention,
right.
Why are you so emotional?
Because I didn't want her to be upset.
If this is the worst thing you can do in a relationship, then God, I'll take that relationship any day.
I'm going to be honest. This is the best worst news Breezy's ever given me. So.
All right, so clearly.
I'm totally fine. I've never been better. Okay.
So basically, what you're saying is anytime I have to deliver bad news, I have to present it as someone's dead.
No, you have to do it live on the radio.
No, it doesn't have to. It shouldn't be that big of a deal.
I agree.
But what do I do now? What do we do now?
What do you do? Well, what does she do?
You just keep going to. I guess I have to run outside in the 0-degree weather.
Yeah, this is officially your girlfriend's problem. You put her in this predicament. So
I knew this was going to happen.
Yeah, it's okay. Worst things can happen. And you know what, Breezy? It's $10 a month. You can swing it. Okay?
She can't swing it.
She's so cheap. She really is.
She's saving for a house. She's the cheapest person I know.
All right. Well, listen, thanks for taking this so well.
Thanks for being so understanding. You really are my person.
The tears.
Okay.
All right.
Relax.
All right. See ya.
See ya. Bye.
Are you good?
I'm going to jail for identity theft.
Oh my Lord.
I think it's the fear of disappointing the one that I love and going to jail. Because those are all two real possibilities. And never being able to run on a treadmill again, which I mean it would be do wonders for my shin splints, but oh, she's calling me on my personal line. I should probably take this.
98PXY.
Meet me at Rochester, New York. Each passing hour, they dance around the clock to the bright tunes of different countries around the world.
Guess what day it is?
Counties up the Genesee Valley, with Rochester as the focal point.
I want all of you to get up out of your chairs and go to the window and stick your head out and yell,
"Thank God it's Friday!"
Rochester was one of the first boom towns in America.
It's Friday in the Flower City.
Flowers, flowers.
You know what time it is.
Are you ready?
The heart of the city has a booming beat. Stronger than ever before.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Your weekend.
Somebody told us it was Friday, and we are more than excited. Peaks My Mornings, my name is Bruce.
Who's Bruce?
That's Moose.
Bruce is drunk. Classic. Dry January, out the window. It's PXY Mornings with Bruce and Breezy. Yeah!
There is a... There's a little screwball underneath me, a couple of White Claws. We're just trying to get after it this morning, and you should too. Not when you're driving, though. 585-252-9800. It's time to...
clear the air. Should we start with a hate text?
I don't see why not.
Personally, I think Breezy is the most rude human being I've ever heard speak. When I see her on the street, period... I refuse to let her pet my dog. Oh, babe, don't worry. I'm not petting your dog. I'm so good on that. I'm so good. Thank you so much. Happy Friday. Mimi here. People who don't make their bed every morning are sloppy in every aspect of their life. There, I said it.
Mimi. I don't know who you are, but I feel this connection with you this morning.
Yes, you do. You hate an unmade bed.
I do.
Hate an unmade bed.
Shannon says, I'm honestly not trying to be that girl this morning, but hands down, leggings are not made for everyone. You know who you are. There, I said it. All right.
Okay. Keep the hate rolling. Keep the hate train
let's
rolling.
Let's go.
All right.
Carol says, I'm not sure why I married a handyman, considering my husband can't even hammer a nail without injuring himself. There, I said it. Gina says, you guys... my boyfriend convinced me to take a gummy last night while watching the Conjuring movie, and I thought it was going to end in a hospital visit. I will never do that again. Gummies are not fun. There, I said it.
Sometimes they hit, sometimes they don't. They do not hit for me. I will tell you that much.
What do you mean?
I cannot partake in marijuana.
You freak out.
In any sense of the word. Whether I'm eating it, whether I'm smoking it, whether I'm drinking
Big
it.
420 girl over
Huge
here.
Huge kush girl.
Yeah. Huge kush girl. You know everything there is to know, right, about the ganj.
Oh, yeah. Huge ganj girl. Yeah. So there's that.
Let's go over to Matt. Guys, I quit my job yesterday, and I'm finally realizing how much stress and anxiety working in a stupid cubicle has caused me. Sometimes it's better to just go through life without a job. There, I said it. Well, congratulations, Matt, for breaking the chains loose and finding your true purpose, whatever that may be.
Yeah. Start woodworking, you know?
Yeah.
This person says, Harry Potter, the series, is not really that great. There, I said it. The first movie came out when I was in kindergarten. Are they still making movies? Are they still making Harry Potter movies? Or
I mean, they're spinoffs, but no, they're done.
They're done.
I love them. You know, as a 40-year-old man, I like to watch the whole series during the holidays.
Just, like, not down with, like, the warlock of dragons of it all. But what do I know?
Okay.
I'm not a mystical gal. I'm just not. There, I said it. Yeah.
What's up, Matt? No, that's just Tony. I'm done with Lilac Festival and every other festival in this city. No, nobody wants to deal with a bunch of dudes at Spectrum handing out pamphlets. There, I said it.
Oh my God, you're so wrong about Lilac Festival. First of all, it's back and better than ever, baby. This year, it's going to be different. I already talked about that a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, they added more security.
And a walking trail and a non-alcoholic bar and beverage service.
Ooh, doesn't that sound enticing, you guys?
Go hang. This person says, watermelon is the worst artificial flavor there is. There, I said it. Yeah.
Hot take.
It is a hot take. Mine for today is this. If you can't handle even mildly spicy, I don't trust you. There, I said it. Like, I'm not talking massively spicy. I'm not talking extra, extra hot wings. But if you can't even do medium spice wings, something's wrong.
So
something's wrong, Patricia.
Last year, we do this company chili cook-off. And Breezy brings in her award-winning famous turkey chili. And it is
chicken.
Who cares? It's really good. But out of her purse, out of her Louis Vuitton, she pulls a Ziploc bag full of crushed red pepper.
Yeah.
I said, you carry that around wherever you go? She goes, it's for the chili.
Yeah.
I said, well, that was very nice of you to not dump that entire thing in the pot of chili because not everybody likes it hot.
Yeah. One time I did do that when I brought it over to a friend's house and he nearly went into cardiac arrest. So I wasn't taking any chances. Not in the workplace.
The thing about me is that I suffer from acid reflux.
Yeah, so does my girlfriend.
But I love to sweat when I eat. I like everything super spicy. So my doctor's like, hey, you've had a cough for a long time, and it's due to your acid reflux.
Mm-hmm.
So she puts me on this medication. It gets rid of it. And, you know, me being stubborn or just liking spicy things, what's the first thing I do? Put red pepper flakes and hot sauce on my food.
Classic.
When am I going to learn?
You never will, folks. He never will.
Mine for today is, this might be a hot take for you guys, but after watching the new O.J. Simpson documentary last night on Netflix, and this may come off as a shock to some of you, but so be it. Even though O.J. was found innocent, I think there's a possibility that he may be guilty.
Wow. Really sticking your neck out for that one.
There, I said it.
Super hot take. Even hotter than the spicy chili. Yeah, no, I mean, your little did say that years ago, so.
And then I'll go over to Chuck that says, yo, I think people should just stop normalizing being late. Stop disrespecting other people's time. And this message is strictly for my wife, Lynn. There, I said it. Have a great day, you guys. You too, big Chuck. Call it his wife
Why
out.
Why is everyone big?
I'd like to add it.
These guys that we've never met that you call big are like 4'10". So there's that.
Here's an idea. Be a part of the show. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station. 98
PXY. PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy. Welcome back to the show. The first of 25,000 drivers who received a New York State Department of Transportation speeding ticket, DOT, they had their day in court. And the state's work zone photo radar caught 25,000 drivers in 24 days on I-490 downtown, including the two of us in the studio. That average was more than 1,000 a day. Statewide average, 182 a day. Needless to say, New York made a buttload of money in the fall. The main argument from drivers, including us, was that there was no 40-mile-per-hour speed limit sign that was posted in those work zones.
I've been saying this since the jump.
So, you know, for many people and many drivers entering 490 East going downtown, the first posted speed limit sign, it says 55 miles per hour. One of the guys that went into court, Kevin Gee, said, I've had a clean record for 30 years. Poor guy got six.
That's insane.
Six tickets in the fall in his case was postponed because the court didn't have the paperwork for all six of these tickets.
And also, not to mention, I'm sure he didn't get all six in the same spot because he knows, you know, after the one or the two. But I got mine at the, like, near the Pittsford Palmyra Bushnell's Basin exit. That's where I got mine.
Yeah.
So there was multiple spots with no signage that clearly stated, hey, work zone. It just said work zone slow down. It never said speed. It never said what you needed to go. It's crazy.
So anytime, that was my argument. Anytime I got off the off ramp to merge onto the expressway, I couldn't merge doing 30 miles an hour. I had to speed up a little bit, and that's where they would clock me.
Right.
So one gentleman was clocked at 55. The court did not buy his argument that there was no sign. And the judge said, when you see a work zone, you slow down. It's as simple as that. And then this other gentleman, Ken Andrews, received four tickets. Okay, by the time his case was called, that's when the court started to believe there's no 40-mile-per-hour sign anywhere.
Because there wasn't.
There is discrepancy with the photos and the video, Judge Jackson said. They're not even close. That, along with late notices, got all four of his tickets thrown out. So here's the deal, you guys. There's going to be court cases. And so if you need to, you know, dispute this, look on your ticket. It's going to give you all the details of when you can go and do that. But 300 cases in the city from those tickets downtown this week alone. If you are attending, pay attention to two things. Make sure you have a clear explanation that you did not see the 40-mile-per-hour speed sign or that there wasn't one, and check to see how long it took for you to get that ticket. Because if it's beyond 14 days, you know, from the time the ticket was issued, I mean, the court has a record of dismissing those because they didn't arrive in a timely fashion.
Right. It's insane. I was going to fight mine last week again,
but they
got my final notice.
Yeah, they sent me a final notice last week and said, you pay this or here are the consequences. And I just don't want to deal with the headache. So, of course, that $50 ticket went up to $100.
I'm going to court. I don't care.
So look on your ticket and figure out when you can actually do that, because you can. And chances are you have a better chance now of getting it thrown out than you did 3 months ago.
Right.
Coming up on the show, it's time for everyone's favorite game.
Can't be breezy.
We're looking for caller 8 right now at 585-252-9800. This is your chance to finally look cool, you guys. We got brand new PXY swag hot off the press. Breezy currently holds the record of 5 wins and 5 losses. This is your chance to win and go head-to-head with our girl. We need caller 8 right now. Can't be Breezy's coming up next. Good luck.
Bold. And she thinks she has all the answers. BXY Mornings present Rochester's favorite game.
Can't beat Breezy!
It's everyone's favorite game. We need caller 8 right now at 585-252-9800 to win some brand new PXY Morning swag.
Yeah.
Hot off the press.
I've been pressing it in the back all morning.
It's time for you to finally look cool. We got to go to the phones, looking for caller APXY. What's your name?
Shara.
Hi, Shara. Good morning.
Shara? What up, queen?
Hi.
Happy
Hey,
Friday.
Girl.
Hey.
Do you think you have what it takes to go head-to-head and beat our girl Breezy, who's currently 5-5 on the board?
Yeah, I think I can either tie her or beat her.
Okay, right. Well, we're about to find out, because you're caller APXY!
All right, queen. Sound it.
The rules are simple. You get 5 seconds to answer each question. If you ended a tie with Breezy, you get the win. She has left the room. Let's get right into it. What town are you representing today, Shara?
Greece.
Going with Greece. Ah, my West old side. Stomping grounds. All right, question one. Shara, how many stars are there on the U.S. flag?
50.
Going with 50. All right, question number two. Which queen of pop dropped the news of her second baby bump during the glitzy 2023 Super Bowl halftime show?
Beyonce.
Going with Beyonce. Question number three. Shara, what state is Utah in?
Utah is the state. I think.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah, I think that's a trick question. Yeah, final answer.
Question number four. How many total presidents have we had so far?
Oh, man. Got 57. I have no idea.
You going with 57?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. All right. 57. All right. And let's go to the last question. Shara, do you like snacks?
Yeah. Yeah.
Or are you vegan?
No.
All right. Which snack owns the slogan, once you pop, you can't stop? It sounds oddly familiar. Yes, I know. Once you pop, you can't stop. 3 seconds on the board.
And it's a snack?
Yeah.
Bugles. I don't know.
What is it? what is it? Bugles? Is that it? Shara? Going with Bugles. All right. We're bringing Breezy back into the room. All right, Shara, stay right there, okay?
What's the tea? What's the vibe? How's everybody feeling?
We got to add these back up. All right, so far, our girl, Shara, is on to... Okay, she's got 2 out of 5.
Oh, my God. Crushing it, Shara.
Well, she just disconnected from me. There she is.
I love that.
All right, let's go. Hey, Shara, you got 2 out of 5.
That's it?
That's it. I'm so
she's
sorry.
She's pissed. She hangs up again.
No, I didn't hang up, and my daughter's going to be disappointed in me. Damn it.
Don't be upset.
You're
that's
fine.
Plenty.
Don't beat yourself up.
People have beaten Breezy with 0 on the board.
Shara, okay? I have one brain cell. Don't put that much faith in me.
All right, here we go. Breezy, question number one. Stay there, Shara. How many stars are there on the U.S. flag?
Oh, 50. If they were saying, like, the galaxy, so, like, I don't know.
Question number two. Which queen of pop dropped the news of her second baby bump during the glitzy 2023 Super Bowl halftime show?
Oh, Rihanna.
Question number three. Breezy, what state is Utah located in?
Utah is a state. My family's there right now. What the hell?
But question number four. How many total presidents have we had so far?
I try to forget. Oh my God, I feel like I should know this.
I feel like you should too.
62?
Wow, that's a good guess.
74? I don't know.
Yes, 74 presidents. Yes, right, and last question, Breezy. Big snack girl over here.
Huge.
Which snack owns the slogan, once you pop, you can't stop?
Sounds sexual. I feel like it's Pringle. I feel like it's Pringles.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
Let's go to the board. Shara, are you with us?
Yeah. She's got more than me.
Pissed.
Breezy came. You are 2 out of 5. Breezy locked it in with 4 out of 5.
Oh, yeah,
Shara. I knew it was Pringles before my phone hung up.
Yes, but you said Bugles, so that doesn't count.
Bugles? I've had a Bugle since 94.
Hey, Shara, stay on the line. I'm going to give you a little something. I got pens in the studio. But sure. Go ahead and just say, my name is Shara from Greece, and I can't beat Breezy.
Oh, my name is Shara from Greece, and I can't beat Breezy, and my daughter is going to be very upset.
Oh,
well, you only have yourself to blame.
Hey,
it's me, Julia, your at-work bestie on 98PXY. Each weekday, just after 2:30, I share my life hack of the day. I promise it'll make your life a little easier. The Julia Show on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
My mornings with Moose and Breezy.
Let's see.
Your weekend starts.
Don't you go pump it up.
Anyone else beyond excited that today is the last day of January?
Yes! I could cry. I'm so excited.
Enough is enough already. Happy Friday, you guys. It's PXY Mornings. My name is Moose. That's the lovely Breezy.
Cheers, everybody.
Let's get after it.
Oh, yeah. Ah, okay.
Yesterday on the show, Owen called us up.
Yes.
Put himself on blast for whatever reason. Most likely he was drunk. He called in for our segment, There I Said It. And he admitted to basically lying to his girlfriend. Yep. I don't know why he thought this was a good idea.
He really sent it, though. We gotta commend him for committing to the bit.
So he promised her he would do Dry January with her, but instead he told us he's been drinking behind her back almost every day this month.
It's really bad.
That's a lot of days, 31 days.
Yeah.
If you missed it, here's a clip of the call from yesterday with our new friend, Owen.
My There I Said It is, I think Dry January is ridiculous. And even though I have been pretending to do it all month with my girlfriend, I have actually been drinking the entire time.
Oh,
it sounded like he was drinking right then and there. So Breezy and I ask him, are you worried about the repercussions if your girlfriend were to hear this?
Right.
Well, turns out, Breezy and I get a call from this girl, Alyssa, a little while ago. We're like, would you mind calling us back? Which she agreed to do. She would not tell us who she is, but wants to comment on the call with Owen from yesterday. And from what Breezy and I have gathered, we think she may be his girlfriend.
Which is so tough.
Let me get her on with us. Hi, Alyssa, good morning.
Hi. Yeah, good morning to you guys too.
Alyssa, are you or are you not Owen's girlfriend?
Well, that's debatable. Yes, I am Owen's girlfriend.
Okay, you are. Okay.
She goes, it's a toss-up at this point, truly.
Okay, so you heard the call yesterday or you did not? Tell us what's going on.
Well, I didn't hear it, but I get a phone call yesterday from my brother. Mm-hmm. I'm at work and he tells me that Owen is on the air saying he's been drinking all month and lying to me about it.
Yep. That did happen. Yep.
Yeah, that is true.
And
why do you think I'll let you finish. I'm just so curious. So is Breezy on why he decided to come on and put himself on blast.
That was wild.
He had one day to go.
Right.
Yeah. Maybe he'd been drinking. I don't know.
Right.
Like, I'm just so disgusted that he just, like, brushed it off and made it sound like it's no big deal. I was mortified.
Right.
And I just think it's disgusting. I'm, like, so turned off right now. I don't trust him anymore. And, it's not that hard to support your partner. If you can't support your partner in something as small as not drinking for 30 days, then, like, you're clearly not relationship material and definitely not marriage material.
Right.
So where do we go from here? Is the sun setting on this relationship?
I mean, I have no idea right now, but I feel like at this point, everything's in question.
Right.
You know, because it comes down to this huge lack of respect. It's not like I put a gun to his head to make him do this.
Correct.
He said he would support me. He volunteered and said that he would do this.
Right.
And then he comes on the radio and tells people that I'm being annoying and bugging him. I mean, it's so gross.
Right. I thought the same thing, Alyssa.
Was your brother pissed when he heard this?
Oh, yeah. He was almost pissed at me.
Why?
Just because he's like,
why are you dating this person?
Tell me you're not going to stay with him.
Right.
You know.
Right.
How long have you guys been together, you and Owen?
It's been almost a year and a half at this point.
That's a pretty substantial amount of time, I would say.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a good chunk of time to figure out whether or not, hey, is this marriage material? Is this someone I'm going to end up with in the long run?
Correct.
Yeah, I mean, well, we've definitely been talking about moving in together, and we've been kind of, I've met his family. We've been talking about the future, so, I mean, yeah.
What would he have to do moving forward in order for you to forgive him and give this a second shot?
I mean, I think if I talk to him about this, and if he understands how disrespectful it was, like, you know, if he'll own it and take it, but I don't know. It's just, Of course, I didn't hear the segment, but the way my brother was talking when he told me about it was just that it was completely rude and disrespectful and sort of blasé, like, yeah, whatever, yeah.
Alyssa, I would say we could send it to you, but I think that'd be the nail in the coffin, so I'm going to choose not to, to guide you to the podcast.
Well, it's there for anyone if they want to listen to it. But so you're basically saying you have not spoke to him about this at all?
We haven't had time to like sit down and have a really good conversation. But I mentioned it to him and I was trying to stay cool about it. But like, hey, did you, you know, just to confirm, like, did this happen?
Yeah.
And he just kind of blew it off. You know, he was like, it's no big deal, babe. It's just like a radio gag.
Yeah.
Nothing. Don't get kind of gaslighty, you know, like don't get sensitive. It's, you know, it's
don't get sensitive.
And just so you know, Owen is not a paid employee here, so there's no reason for him to be doing bits. You know what I mean? So I'm so confused by that.
Yeah, was there like any incentive? Like,
no, we don't even know this man. He just texted in for there I said it, a segment, a daily segment that we do. So
We asked if he'd call. We were basically interested in the details, and he spilled them, no problem. So I'm so sorry, Alyssa. Mm. I hope you're not mad at us. We, you know, we just gave him a platform, and he ran with it.
Yeah, no, I get it. You know, in a way, I'm kind of glad I found this out.
Right.
You know, I've been having, you know, just some questions, just a little questioning in the relationship.
Yeah.
But, and this kind of gives me some clarity. So,
Listen, best of luck. Sorry that happened. And I appreciate you calling in and coming on with us, which is unexpected, but happy you did it.
Yeah. Yeah. No worries. Thanks, you guys. I hope you have a good weekend.
No, all right. You too.
Thanks, Alyssa.
All right, guys. Yeah. Bye.
Yikers.
What do you think's going to happen to Owen?
I don't see this lasting very long. Honestly, I don't see them working it out, which I feel bad about that we played a role in that, but like, you revealed your cards, Owen.
You can't feel bad about that. Chrissy says, why do men lie about stupid stuff? I heard this call yesterday at work, and my coworkers feel bad for Alyssa. Tell her to get rid of this Owen guy. He clearly has a drinking problem.
Right. Yeah, it's...
We don't know that. He may. He said he likes to party.
We don't know that.
We don't know that. He's got his own flask that he likes to bring to work with him.
So, again, we don't know that. This is all alleged.
Speculation. But... Ricky's texting in.
Tricky Ricky.
This dude has one day left of dry January, and he couldn't hold out. If Alyssa's looking for a rebound, tell her to hit me up. I don't have a job right now, so I got plenty of time to hang out. Oh, yeah, that sounds really nice.
Right.
Alyssa, you hear that? Slicky Ricky is looking for someone to take him to lunch. Bring your wallet, because chances are he's not paying.
Honestly, we love an ambitious king. Shoot for the stars.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. As you guys may know, the 15th annual Bachelor Auction is less than 2 months away. There has been a couple of changes with the auction, but I think a lot of you are going to be very excited about these changes. I'm excited.
Still same great product.
That's right. And live in the studio with us this morning is some of our best friends. I think that's safe to say by now. Some of our best friends from CSE of Rochester, Tim Ambrosetti, Connor McKenna, and Hunter Johnson.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having us. How do we think Owen's feeling this morning?
Owen's not good.
Not yet, but I think that's coming down the pipe.
He'll be single soon, sure.
I love that you guys listen to the show. We love a fan moment, truly.
Absolutely.
So, Connor, and I'm going to get over to Hunter. I'm going to go over to our boy Tim here. But starting off, tell us the changes that are happening with the 15th annual Bachelor Auction.
Yeah, so I'm sure everybody saw on social media and the release yesterday, but we are having a bit of a venue switch. The auction originally scheduled for Essex is going to be going back to its roots, so to speak. We're moving over back to Anthology, the event space down on Easton Alexander.
The OG.
Nice. You know, obviously, we've been promoting it as Essex for a while now. Not to get too deep into things, but it's one of those things where... You know, it wasn't our information to divulge at first. So
right.
We kind of had to operate as business as usual until everything was out there with the management and the ownership group at Essex and the transition over to Anthology. But honestly, we couldn't be more excited for it. Like Breezy said, it's going to be the same great product, same great show. And honestly, going back to our roots,
it's
going back to Anthology where it all began.
I'm extremely excited because I've never been to that venue.
It's
is that what Daisy Dukes used to be?
It is. It's what Daisy Dukes and A-Pub used to be.
Got it.
Way back when when I was going out way more than I should.
Right in that bowl.
Right.
All right. Let me, I want to pass the mic over to Hunter real quick and Tim.
Hey.
So I'm excited for tomorrow. It's the start of a new month, the 1st of February. What are we going to be doing to promote the auction tomorrow on Park Avenue?
So Park for all of the people like me who did Dry January, you'll be able to start over in February if you decide to go off that train. But we'll be doing one last final recruiting event, which is going to be a bar crawl on Park Avenue. So starting at 3 p.m., we'll be at the Dead Red Packer, making our way down, going toward Half Pint, Magpie, Dragonfly, and stopping at other places.
We would recommend you eat before
this
crawl.
We will have full stomachs, I'm sure.
Yeah, and so where are we starting?
At the Dead Red Packer.
At Dead Red Packer.
Yep.
Okay. And the time after 2 o'clock, something like that?
3 p.m.
3 p.m. Okay. Mm-hmm. Wow, this is going to be a...
It's going to be a long night.
A long night.
That's... I'm sure it's going to be enjoyable to see me. So.
Hunter's going to have his clipboard. He's going to be off the rails because of Dry January and just recruiting.
That's right. Now, Tim, how many bachelors would you say we already have locked in and ready to go?
Oh, Moose, we're setting records right now, buddy. Right now, as of last night, we have 104 applicants. That's the record.
Wow. That's great.
Yeah. Last year, obviously, we crushed it the night of. We had about 80 around, this time last year.
Right.
We have 100 and 304 right now. So with one last weekend to go, we are sitting pretty. That being said, if you still think you're good for this, if you want to get out there, I've seen the apps. They're garbage. Come apply to be a bachelor. It's going to be great.
I thought he meant the applicants. I was like, oh my God.
No.
He's talking about Bumble, Tinder.
No, Bumble, Tinder, Christian Mingle, Farmers Only.
If you have 104 applicants for guys that want to be bachelors, how many are you going
to
choose?
So we have to weed this down to 25 guys. It's going to be tough. We're going to have interviews on Wednesday and Thursday next week. Bring in as many people as we can into the clubhouse on Alexander Street, interview them, make sure they're good guys, good personalities, they're able to fundraise. And then, we cut it down to 25 from there. So it's competitive.
And don't forget, guys, ladies, there have been people who have been a part of the bachelor auction in the past who have gotten married. They found their person.
Yeah.
They've gotten married. They've had kids. We've had somebody go on to the actual bachelorette from this.
Yeah, that
on
is
ABC?
True.
Yeah, absolutely.
True.
So you can crush it. A lot of things to come out of this.
And guys, if you want to come out tonight, or excuse me, if you want to come out tomorrow with us, we're going to be on Park Ave starting at Dead Red Packer at 3 o'clock, and we're going to raise some money. We're going to find some more bachelors because your job isn't hard enough with 104 ready
to
go.
Yeah, that's crazy.
All right.
We're so excited, though, because it's going to be so fun. And even with the venue change, I'm excited to just like go back to where it all began. You know what I mean? And Anthology is an awesome venue. And let's run it back.
And Connor, real quick, time, place, one more time, in where people can purchase their tickets. And can you tell us how much for VIP and general admission?
Yeah, absolutely. So just a quick refresher. It's going to be Saturday, March 22nd. We're at Anthology now, East and Alexander, back to our roots. GA tickets, I believe, are $35. VIP tickets are $55. That VIP ticket is going to get you in the door early for an exclusive happy hour with the bachelors. Going to get you a champagne toast. Going to get you some exclusive food.
And you get a chance to really mingle with the bachelors to see who you might have.
You get a chance to find love. Love at first sip is what we'll call it. We'll call it love at first sip with the champagne toast.
Or 5 or 6 or 7.
We're also adding a dedicated viewing area closer to the stage this year for VIP.
Nice.
So you'll have kind of a more intimate experience as the bachelors are walking the stage. For more information on the event, you can go to cserochester.org. You can apply to be a bachelor there. That'll be the landing page to purchase tickets. Tickets will be available starting February 11th. We'll have a little more on that after we pick the bachelors and launch them publicly. But it's going to be the best one yet. It's the 15th annual. It's
the 15th annual. We're going to set some records. Yeah. It's sneaking up on us, you guys.
We're a little over two months out. A little under two months out.
So come join myself, Connor, Hunter, Tim, and of course, our girl Breezy's going to try and make it out tomorrow. We're going to start on Park Ave at Dead Red Pecker starting at 3 o'clock. Let's raise some money and have some fun for the 15th annual Bachelor Auction. Thank you guys for coming in.
Thank you guys.
You're the best.
It's the easiest way to win $5,000.
It was just that easy.
Allison is looking for some advice this morning when it comes to teenage drama. Her 13-year-old daughter found out the girl who was supposed to be her best friend has secretly been bullying her by starting a Snapchat group with other girls in school.
Get out of my face.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy, 585-252-9800. If you have any advice on this today, or if this happened to your kid, hit us up. It's an all-new Parental Confidential. And Allison wrote in this week and says, "Hi, Moose and Breezy. Thank you both for the laughs in the morning. I have a 30-minute commute, so you guys help with that. I have a 13-year-old daughter who found out that two of her so-called friends created a Snap group chat about her. There has also been a noticeable difference in how these friends treat and interact with her at school and school events. However, one of her best friends, who is 14, we'll call her Lisa, typically comes out with us. And she acts sweet as pie, makes it out to look as though her and my daughter are besties. My daughter is quite mature and non-confrontational, so when she found out her friend created this Snap group, it broke her heart. When she told me, she just said, well, at least I know it hurts, but it's not like I can do anything about it." That's a very mature thing to say for a girl who's only 13.
Right.
I reassured her that doing that type of thing says more about them than her. I also asked if she was sure about the group, if she had proof. And she said a different friend showed her a screenshot of the group. What a spiteful thing to do. She hasn't done anything to these girls at all. They're just turning into typical mean girls. And my issue is that we have an event lined up in a few weeks where I've agreed to my daughter and this so-called friend of hers to take them out for the afternoon. I really don't want to do it anymore, but I also want to make things worse for my daughter by talking to the mom and canceling. Regardless of how well conversations go with the parents, I know my daughter's friend, aka Lisa, is quite two-faced and will make my daughter's life miserable at school. I'm thinking to just go through with the plans we currently have in place. I don't agree with that.
Right.
And take the girls out and then avoid any future plans and distance my daughter from this girl as much as possible. Do you think that's the right approach? Any support tips greatly appreciated from more experienced parents of teenage girls. I'm sorry for the long message. Any help from you guys or parents listening is so appreciated.
Damn.
Honestly, there's no reason to stretch this out a few more weeks, Allison. Stop it at the door.
Because you know what? I vividly, vividly remember when I was younger and what was it called? MySpace was a thing. And my mom specifically sat me down because there was this young girl named Megan Meyer, and she was in a similar situation. It was MySpace at the time, but she ended up committing suicide.
Oh my God.
By being bullied, and the friend's mom was involved on the other end. And it was just so, it was really the first type of like cyberbullying coming to the forefront because the internet was so new at the time, right? Like social media was so new. And I just remember that vividly because my mom sat me down and talked to me about it like multiple times through because she was so nervous of like, as you grow up and as you encounter these mean girls or boys or whoever it is, how to handle that. Yeah. And it can be and feel absolutely relentless with the apps and internet and all the spaces we have now. But
there's way more platforms.
You as a parent need to step in.
Tim says, ask the daughter, but don't make up a BS excuse to the mom. Tell her the truth. The parents probably don't know their child is being a bully, and they should know. Don't just sweep it under the rug or it's going to keep getting worse. Jackie says, what does your daughter want to do? I'd follow her lead on this. If she prefers to just distance herself from this friend without the confrontation, then you can just make up an excuse to why you have to cancel the plans, like an appointment. But there is no need to force your daughter to hang out with someone who's not her true friend.
No.
I agree. What's the point?
You shouldn't. You shouldn't at all.
Denise
like
says,
I said, stop it at the door.
Oh, hell no. Cancel with Lisa's mom directly and tell her that Lisa is a two-faced friend that is partaking in online bullying. And make sure to send mom the screenshots. That's important. So she knows, because I'm sure we can agree. So a lot of parents today, not my Lisa. Oh, no.
Not my Jonathan. No, he's literally curb stomping other kids' heads. So, yes.
It's aggressive.
I know. Listen, I think that just because there's plans in place, and just because it's easier to fulfill obligation, stop it.
You would be
cut it off.
You would absolutely be sending the wrong message to your daughter if you continue to let this girl hang out with her.
It's giving, like, oh, you're a doormat and you're going to let people walk all over you.
Yeah.
Nope. No thanks. I'm all set on that. we're getting a lot of text.
Let me get to Rachel real quick, who says, good morning, guys. Why on earth would this mom go through with the plans? It's a terrible idea. She's teaching her daughter that bullying is okay. Call the mom. Tell her exactly why your daughter will no longer be friends with this Lisa girl. 100%.
There's a lot of text that I can't read because there's a lot of profanities, but I'll get to the ones that I can. This mom should absolutely not take that girl out with her daughter. It's just adding insult to injury. And if it's a Snapchat group, that means they're doing little things to make fun of her. So anything that you do throughout that day could be a topic of conversation within that group.
Oh, that's true.
Definitely do not make your daughter hang out with a person that is awful. I absolutely would cut that off at the knees and tell the mom the reason why you're stopping this hangout session.
Yeah.
I would never have my daughter around people like that, period, point blank.
Allison, you cannot be afraid of confrontation with this other mom.
No.
As the parent here, you have to tell her exactly what's going on with her daughter, Lisa, and what she's been doing to your daughter with her friends at school. And it's starting these Snap group chats, which happens a lot.
Bad.
In every school imaginable. Hey guys, if I would give advice to this mom and say, if you're able to, screenshot everything. This happened to me in high school, and it only got worse, and the bullying was horrific. If you're able to get screenshots, definitely bring them with you when talking to the other parents.
Call the mom and tell her what her kid is doing, and then call the cops for bullying. I don't know if you can call the cops. This is not okay. Cut it off now before it gets any worse.
Yeah, so everybody that's messaging in, there's a lot of messages here, Allison. Do not drag this out. Cut off the plans immediately and talk to Lisa's mom. Tell her exactly what's going on and bring screenshots. Thank you guys for the messages.
Heavy one this morning.
Who did you say? What high school is looking to get rid of cell phones from the start of the day until school ends?
So it was Rochester City Schools that were looking into it, but the New York State Teachers Union is looking into it as a whole. So it would be effective for like widespread districts throughout the region. Which I think would do wonders.
Could be beneficial.
Yes.
Thanks, guys, for tuning in and all the messages. It's PXY Mornings. You got Moose and Breezy.
Hey, it's Devin's. Every afternoon, I've got new songs you might not know yet. Lots of throwbacks you've probably forgot about. And, of course, the biggest PXY hits right now. Come hang with me starting at 3 right here on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.